सर्वेभ्यः अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः बहुव्रीहिसमासप्रकरणे सप्तमः भागः एप्रिल् मासस्य षष्ठः दिनाङ्कः एनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य चतुर्थीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते बहुव्रीहिसमासे समासान्ताः अधीयमानाः सन्ति डिड् सम्बडी वर्क् आन् द एक्सेल् शीट् आन् समासान्त फार् रीकेप् Okay. We have more time, so maybe we can put some time for that. We'll continue. Samasanteshu. Kap iti samasantah dhiyete. Bahuvrihau pradhanaha samasantah pratyaha. Bahuvrihi samasasya ayam visheshaha yate sarve सर्वेऽपि बहुव्रीहि समासाः समासान्तम् अर्हन्ति सः समासान्तः कप् यत्र विशिष्य कोऽपि समासान्तः न विहितः तत्र कप् समासान्तः भवितुम् अर्हति यूनीक् केरेक्टर् आफ् बहुव्रीहि दट् आल् कम्पौण्ड् वर्ड्स् आल् बहुव्रीहि समासास् केन् गेट् दिस् समासान्त नाट् बै दिस् सूत्र बट् बै अनदर् वन् अट्लीस्ट् आल्मोस्ट् आल् 90% आफ् बहुव्रीहि समासास् will qualify for the samasanta and that samasanta is kap. There are several sutras which are associated with kap. So, purah prabhratibhyah kap iti prathamam sutram. Purah prabhratibhyah kap iti padadvayam. Bahuvrihau sathyakshnohu swangarshati ittyataha bahuvrihau ittyanu vartate. Bahuvrihau purah prabhratibhyah समासान्तः तद्धितः कप्रत्ययः स्यात् दीक्षितैः वस्तुतः सूत्रार्थः न दीयते ही डस् नाट् थिङ्क् इट्स् नेसेसरि टु गिव् अ सूत्रार्थ बिकास् इट्स् वेरि आब्वियस् इट् इस् बहुव्रीः समासः उरः प्रभृतिभ्यः फार् वर्ड्स् बिगिनिङ्ग् फ्रम् उरस् सो इट्स् अ क्लास् आफ् वर्ड्स् स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रम् उरस् सो फार् दी वेन् दीस् वर्ड्स् आर् फौण्ड् एट् द एण्ड् आफ् अ समास वी हेव् कप् अस् द समासान्त कम्पल्सरिली व्यूढोरस्कः इति प्रथमं पदं व्यूढम् उरः यस्य सः इति विग्रहः व्यूढम् इस् दट् वेरि वैड् ही हू हेज़् अ वेरि वैड् चेस्ट् उरः इस् चेस्ट् इट्स् अ सकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्ग वर्ड् सो व्यूढम् उरः यस्य सः यु हेव् व्यूढ सु उरस् सु अण्ड् रिमूव् द सफिक्सेस् यु हेव् व्यूढ उरस् एण्ड् क गुणसन्धौ कृते व्यूढोरस्कः यु फैण्ड् दिस् यूसेज् इन् द रामायण व्यूढोरस्को महेश्वासो गूढजत्र अरिन्दमः वेन् वाल्मीकि इस् डिस्क्रैबिङ्ग् राम सो व्यूढोरस्कः इत्यत्र प्रियसर्पिष्कः सर्पिश् इस् अनदर् वर्ड् विच् इस् फौण्ड् इन् द क्लास् सो प्रियं सर्पिः यस्य सः सर्पि इस् घृतं दट् इस् घी सो ही हू लैक्स् घी अनी टु हूम् घी इस् डियर् इत्यर्थे प्रियं सर्पिः यस्य सः Sarpish is a shakaranta word, again an apunsakalinga. So priya su sarpish su ka, and to remove the pratyayas, it will be priya sarpish ka. Okay. Iha puman anadvan payaha nauhu lakshmihi ityekavachananta ni pathyante. Iha namasmin gane, urah prabhrati gane, उरस् सर्पिश् इत्यस्ति उरः सर्पिः एवमेव पुमान् अनड्वान् पयः नौः लक्ष्मीः इति एकवचनान्तानि पठ्यन्ते दिस् इस् वेर् यु फैण्ड् ऐ मीन् जनरली इफ् यु फैण्ड् द गणपाठ देर् इस् द गण विल् इन्क्लूड् प्रातिपदिक फार् एक्साम्पल् इफ् यु हेव् द सर्वाधिगण इस् द सर्वनाम सर्व विश्व उभ उभय इति प्रातिपदिकानि पठ्यन्ते सामान्यतः तथैव यत्र गणाः सन्ति तत्र प्रातिपदिकानां पाठनम्। अत्र तु विशिष्य अस्मिन् गणे एकवचनान्तानि पठितानि। पुमान् इति पुंस् इति प्रातिपदिकं तस्य प्रथमैकवचनम्। एवम् अनड्वान्, पयः, नौः, लक्ष्मीः सर्वाणि एकवचनान्तानि। तेन किं ज्ञायते? द्विवचन बहुवचनान्तेभ्यस्तु शेषाद्विभाषा इति विकल्पेन कप्। अतः अयम् उरः प्रभृतिभ्यः कप् इति नित्यं विहितः समासान्तः एकवचने एव भवति। सो दिस् कम्पल्सरी कप् विल् बि एप्लिकेबल् ओन्ली इन् एकवचन। फार् द्विवचन एण्ड् बहुवचन वी हेव् शेषाद्विभाषा, दट् इस् द नेक्स्ट् सूत्र विल् स्टडी लेटर्, विच् सेस् दट् शेषाद् फार् द रेस्ट् विभाषा देर् इस् एन् आप्शनल् कप्। सो इन् ड्यूवल् एण्ड् प्लूरल् वि हेव् एन् आप्शनल् कप्। विपुमान् विपुंस्कः, पुंस् इति प्रातिपदिकं, द्वौ पुमांसौ यस्य अथवा यस्मिन् सः, दट् इन् विच् टु मेन्। सो द्वि पुंस् इत्यस्ति, कपि कृते द्विपुंस्कः इति, द्विपुंस्क इति अकारान्तं प्रातिपदिकं, तदभावे द्विपुंस् इति सकारान्तमेव प्रातिपदिकम्। सो देर् आर् अदर् कार्यस् विच् हेपन् फार् द पुंस् शब्द लैक् पुंसोसुङ्ग् अदर्स्। सो वि हाव् पुमान्, द्विपुमान् इत्यपि भवति, द्विपुंस्कः इत्यपि भवति। अर्थान्नञः अस्मिन्नेव गणे, उरः प्रभृतिगणे एकं गणसूत्रमस्ति। सो विद् इन् द गणास् यु समटैम् हाव् स्माल् सूत्रस् वित् स्पेसिफै अ पर्टिक्युलर् मीनिङ्ग् आर् अ पर्टिक्युलर् कण्डीशन् फार् द वर्ड् टु बि इन्क्लूडेड् इन् द गण। सो अर्थान्नयः इत्यस्ति। सो फार् द वर्ड् अर्थ, वेन् इट् इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै नञ्, फार् द रेस्ट् उरस् एट्सेट्रा, देर् इस् नो रिस्ट्रिक्षन् आन् वाट् शुड् बि द पूर्वपद। अत्र तु पूर्वपदं नञ् एव भवेत् इत्यस्ति, तदा कप् भवति नित्यम् इति। अनर्थकम्, अविद्यमानः अर्थः यस्य तत्, दट् विच् डस् नाट् हाव् ए मीनिङ्ग्, न अर्थ, अविद्यमानः अर्थः इत्यत्र नयोस्त्यर्थानां वाच्यो वाचोत्तरपदलोपः इत्यनेन विद्यमान इत्यस्य लोपः, अतः अ न अर्थ इत्यस्ति, तस्य नयः लोपः, नुडागमः, अनर्थ इति भवति। कपि कृते अनर्थकम्। नञः किम्? यत्र नञ् पूर्वपदत्वेन अस्ति तत्रैव नित्यं कब् विधीयते। तद्विहाय इतरत्र शेषाद्विभाषा इत्यनेन विकल्पेनैव कब् भवति। अपार्थम् अपार्थकम्, अपगतः अर्थः यस्मात् तत् इत्युक्ते अप अर्थ अस्ति, विकल्पेन कब् भवति। कपि कृते अपार्थकम्, तदभावे अपार्थम्। इनस्त्रियाम् इत्यग्रिमं सूत्रं, पदद्वयं, बहुव्रीहौ इत्यनुवर्तते, कप् इत्यपि अनुवर्तते। इन्नन्तात् स्त्रियां कप् स्याद् बहुव्रीहौ, इन्नन्तात् बहुव्रीहौ, इन बहुव्रीहि समास विच् एण्ड्स् इन् इन्, देर् इस् कप् ओन्ली इन् द स्त्रीलिङ्ग। इफ् द बहुव्रीहि कम्पौण्ड् इण्डिकेट्स् अ फेमिनिन् जेण्डर्, इस् अ फेमिनिन् जेण्डर्, स्त्रीलिङ्गे एव अयं समासान्तः। बहुदण्डिका नगरी, बहवः दण्डिनः यस्यां सा इति विग्रहः। बहुदण्डिन् इत्यस्ति क इति समासान्तः, बहुदण्डिका इति भवति। दण्डिन् शब्दः कथं निष्पन्नः? दण्डः अस्य अस्ति इति दण्डी, दण्डिन् इति प्रातिपदिकं, तथैकवचने दण्डी। दण्डिन् इत्यस्य अत इनिथनौ इत्यनेन इन् इति प्रत्ययः क्रियते, दण्ड इन् दण्डिन्। सो अयम् इन्नन्तः, दिस् इस् इन्नन्त, एण्ड् सिन्स् द समास इस् इन् स्त्रीलिङ्ग, यु हेव् कम्पल्सरि कप्, इट् बिकम्स् बहुदण्डिका नगरी। अत्र काचन परिभाषा अस्ति, अनिनस्मन् ग्रहणानि अर्थवता च अनर्थकेन च तदन्तविधिं प्रयोजयन्ति। नौ देर् इस् क्वश्चन् हियर्, इनः इत्यस्ति, वाट् इस् दिस् इन्? इन् रेफर्स् टु प्रत्यय, सो प्रत्ययग्रहणे तदन्ताग्राह्याः इत्यनेन इन्नन्ताः प्रत्ययाः गृह्यन्ते, दट् इस् इन्नन्ताः शब्दाः, इन् प्रत्ययान्ताः शब्दाः गृह्यन्ते, वर्ड्स् विच् एण्ड् इन् द इन् सफिक्स्। वि जनरली हेव् अ रूल्, अर्थवद्ग्रहणे नानर्थकस्य ग्रहणम्, वेर् देर् इस् अ पार्टिकल् वित् अ पर्टिक्युलर् मीनिङ्ग् विच् इस् मीनिङ्ग्फुल् and there is a particle which is not meaningful, we always take only the meaningful particle. Okay. So similarly, when we say in, there is a pratyaya ini, where in is meaningful. That is, it carries whatever is the meaning of that pratyaya, matup. Okay. Asya athava asmin asti ityartha asti. There are other pratyayas like gmin. Okay. In iti kevalaha pratyaya asti. Anya pratyaya santi gmin ityasti. Tatra vastutaha gmin iti pratyayasyaiva arthavatvam. In ityasya arthavatvam nasti. Where the pratyaya is gmin, there is only the complete gmin which carries a meaning. The in which is part of it is meaningless. So actually, according to the usual rule, innantaha ityukte kevala in pratyayantaha eva grihyeta. Okay, usually, by the usual standards, we should take only in where it is meaningful and not cases where it is not meaningful. But there is a special paribhasha, an in as man grahanani. Wherever Panini specifies an, in, us or man, arthavata cha, anarthakena cha. So both the meaningful particle and a meaningless particle. So both of them are considered tadanta vidhim prayojayanti. And we can do tadanta vidhi. That is, we can take an innanta where in is meaningful. That is, it is an in pratyaya carrying a particular meaning. We can also take other pratyayas which have in as a part of them. Even though the in them might not be meaningful, we still consider them and we apply the karya. So because of that, bahuvagmika yasti. Bahavaha vagminaha yasyam sa. Vagmi is an orator, one who speaks very well. Tatra vacho gminihi ityanena. Vach shabdat gmini iti pratyaha. Gmin is the pratyaya added and the word becomes vagmin. Remember, in Vagmin, there are always two gakaras. One is in the prakriti itself. Vach ityatra takarasya sthane. Adeshe vag tatha gmin. So, Vagmin is always written with two gakaras. So, now, here, even though it is not actually innanta, that is, it is not ending in in suffix, but since gmin has in as a part of it, we consider it and Vagmin ityatrapi striyam, inaha striyam ityanena, kap bhavati bahu vagvika iti rupam. Striyam kim bahudandi bahudandiko gramaha. Bahavaha dandinaha yasmin tat saha gramaha. So atra samastam padam striyam nasti. Atra sheshad vibhasha ityanena vikalpena kap bhavati. Okay? So there is only optional kap here, not compulsory. If it is trilinga and innanta, the kap is compulsory. Sheshat vibhasha. Sheshat vibhasha iti padadvayam. Bahuvrihau iti anuvartate. Kap iti anuvartate. Anukta samasantat. Sheshadhikarasthat. Bahuvrihehe. Kap va syat. So, kap vibhasha vikalpena bhavati. In bahuvrihi samasa, kap is found optionally. Where? Sheshat. What is shesham? In this particular case, there are two meanings for shesha. Okay. First is uktadanyaha sheshaha. That which has not been told specifically is shesha. Okay. So, in this prakarana, we are talking about samasantas. Therefore, anukta samasantat. Those for which no specific samasanta has been told. That is, in a bahuvrihi samasa, where no other specific samasanta has been told, in such a case, we have optional kap. And sheshadhikarasthat bahuvrihe hai. And for that bahuvrihi which falls in the sheshadhikara. What that is, we will see a bit later. Mahayashaskaha mahayashaha ityudaharanam. Mahat yashaha yasya saha iti vigraha. Mahat yashas ityasti. Yashas shabdasya kopi samasantaha navihitaha. There has been no samasanta specified for yashas. Therefore, you have maha yashas and ka optionally. If we have ka, it becomes maha yashas taha. Samasantasya bhave maha yashaha iti rupam. Here are two forms. Anukta samasanta iti kim. Why do we say anukta samasanta? If there is a specific samasanta which has been told, வியாக்ரபாத் பாதஸ்ய லோபோ அஹஸ்த்யாதிப்யஹ இத்யனேன லோபஹ சமாசாந்தஹ விஹிதஹ. This is why லோப is also considered as a சமாசாந்த, because in this case where there has been லோப, we do not want கப் applying. Okay, so லோப is also a சமாசாந்த, therefore we do not have கப் here. சுகந்திஹி கந்தஸ்ய இது உத்பூதிசு சுரபிப்யஹ இத்யனேன இது இதி ஆதேஷஹ, ஆதேஷோபி சமாசாந்தத்வேன ஸ்வீக்ரியதே, அதஹ அத்ராபி கப் பிரத்யயஹ ந பவதி. பிரியபதஹ பிரியஹ பந்தாஹ யஸ்ய ஸஹ இதி விக்ரஹே ருக்பூரப்தூஹ பதாமானக்ஷே இத்யனேன அ இதி சமாசாந்தஹ. This is a general சமாசாந்த which we'll see later. So in all these cases, since a specific samasanta has been told, we do not apply kap. Okay? So in cases where there is no other samasanta specified, we can add an optional kap. Sheshadhikarasthat kim? And what do we mean by specifying sheshadhikarasthat? Shesho bahuvrihihi iti sheshadhikare anekam anyapadarthe ityanena yatra samasaha. So where samasa is by the sutra anekam anya padarthe, which gets the word shesha from shesho bahuvrihihi, so only there we add this optional kap. So if there is a bahuvrihi samasa by some other sutra, we do not have kap. Upabahavaha. What is this samasa? How do we have a samasa here? கதம் சமாசஹ கஹ விக்ரஹஹ கேன சூத்ரேண சமாசஹ.
அவ்யயி பாவ சமாசஹ
பஹுவ்ரீஹி ரேவ. ஐ கேன் ஆல்சோ ரைட் திஸ் பஹுவ்ரீஹி பை விச் சூத்ர அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் த விக்ரஹ. உபதச இத்யத்ர கதம் சமாசஹ. பஹூனாம் சமீபே யே சந்தி தசானாம் சமீபே யே சந்தி தே உபதசாஹ சங்கையா வியா சன்னா தூராதிக சங்கியாக சங்கியே இது சூத்திரேண சமாசா. சோ திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அ பஹுவ்ரீஹி சமாச, பட் இட் இஸ் நாட் அண்டர் சேஷாதிகார. அநேகமன்ய பதார்த்தே இத்தியனேன ந விதீயதே, அத அத்ர சமாசாந்த நாஸ்தி. இட் இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் உபபஹு 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 உபபஹவஹ இத்தேவ. உத்தரபூர்வா உத்தரஸ்யாஹ பூர்வஸ்யாஷ்ட திசோஹோ யதந்தராலம் தீங்காமான்யந்தராலே இத்தனேன பஹுவீஹி. அத்ராபி சமாசாந்தஹ ந கப் ந பவதி. சபுத்ரஹ புத்ரேண சஹ வர்த்ததே இதி சபுத்ரஹ தேன சஹ இதி துல்ய யோகே. சோ ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் பஹுவ்ரீஹி சமாசஸ், பட் தே ஆர் நாட் இன் த சேஷாதிகார, நாட் பை அநேகமன்ய பதார்த்தே. அத அத்ர கப் ந பவதி. அநேகமன்ய பதார்த்தே இதி சூத்ரேண விஹிதஹ யோ பஹுவ்ரீஹி யத்ர அன்யஹ கோபி சமாசாந்தஹ விசிஷ்ய ந விஹிதஹ தத்ர விகல்பேன கப் சமாசாந்தஹ பவதி. தந்த்ராதினா சேஷ சப்தஹ அர்த்தத்வய பரஹ. சோ வி ஹேவ் போத் தீஸ் சென்சஸ், சேஷாத் இத்யனேன உக்தாதன்யஹ அர்த்தாத் அனுக்த சமாசாந்தஹ இதி ஏகஹ அர்த்தஹ ஸ்வீக்ரியதே, சேஷாதிகாரஸ்தாத் இதி அபரஹ அர்த்தஹ ஸ்வீக்ரியதே. கதம் இதி சே தந்த்ராதினா, தந்திரம் நாம கிம், ஏகம் அநேக உபயோகி தந்திரம். சோ ஒன் எஃபர்ட் விச் இஸ் ஹெல்ப்ஃபுல் இன் அச்சீவிங் மெனி திங்ஸ் இஸ் கால் தந்திர. வி ஆல்சோ டிஃபைன் இட் அஸ் சகிருதுச்சரித்தஸ்ய அநேகார்த்த பிரத்யாயகத்வம் தந்திரம். சோ சம்திங் விச் இஸ் டோல்ட் ஓன்லி ஒன்ஸ் இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் கன்வேயிங் மோர் தேன் ஒன் மீனிங். ஹியர் தட் இஸ் வாட் வி கால் தந்திர. சோ ஹியர் சேஷ இஸ் தந்திர, சேஷாத் tantrena arthat arthadvayam gamayati. Even though it is only one word, it conveys both meanings. In one sense, it means sheshad uktadanya sheshah arthat anukta samasantat iti ekah arthah sheshadhikarasthat iti aparah arthah arthadvayam api sheshat iti padena gamyate. Aponyatarasyam sutram apaha anyatarasyam iti padadvayam. So this is not in this series. This is not in the Samasanta series. Shrudru pram hraswava ityataha hraswaha iti nakapi ityataha kapi iti januvartate. Kapi abantasya hraswaha vasyat. Abanta, it is a word ending in ap. Ap refers to the stri pratyaya, stap, dap, and cha. So such words, when followed by the kap pratyaya, they get hraswa optionally. Bahumalakaha. Bahvyaha malaha yasmin saha. Ityarthe. Bahumala ityasmat kap bhavati. Vikalpena hraswaha. Aponyatarasyam ityanena. Hraswe krite bahumalakaha. Tadabhave bahumalakaha. So this is two forms. This is when we apply kap. There is also a form where there is no kap. Because kap itself is optional. So when there is no kap, kababhave bahumalaha. Bahumala ityasti atra gostriyor upasarjanasya ityanena nityam hraswaha. This is upasarjana. We have compulsory hraswa. Bahumalaha. So there are three forms if it is an abanta. Kapi krite rupadvayam. Kapi hrasve ekam rupam. Kapi dirghe ekam. Kababhave ekam. Rupatrayam siddhyati. Na samnyayam. So we come back to the kap series. Initially we have urah prabhatibhyah kap and inahastriya which give a compulsory kap. Sheshad vibhasha gives an optional kap. Now we have few sutras which prevent kap. Kapaha nishedhaha kaishchit sutraihi kriyate. Na samnyayam iti padadvayam. Bahuvrihau iti anuvartate. Kap iti anuvartate. Sheshad vibhasha ityati. Sheshad iti praptaha kap nasyat samnyayam. If it is a samnya. So, if it is a proper name, then we do not have this optional kap. Okay. Say for example, Vishve Devaha Yasya. So, Vishwa is a class of gods. So those for whom they are the gods, Vishwadevaha iti ekam nama. Okay, it's a proper name. So in this Bahuvrihi, even though this is Bahuvrihi in the Sheshadhikara, does not have any other samasanta, we still do not have kap because it is a samnya, a proper name. There's a question here. So Bahumalakaha ityatra, bahavaha malaha, yasya saha, athava yasmin saha. Shnaha, ubhayam bhavitumarhati. It can be both depending on the meaning. If you are referring to a place where there are many garlands, say for example, bahumalakaha devalayaha. So, a temple which has been decorated with many garlands, so we can say yasmin saha. If you are referring to a person who has many garlands, yes, yes, has a seller, a flower seller who has many garlands. Yes, yes, aha. Both of them can apply depending on the context and the meaning. Iyasascha iti agrimam sutram. Iyasaha cha iti padadvayam. Bahuvrihau iti kap iti na iti cha anuvartate. Iya santa uttara padat na kap. Bahuvrihi samasa which ends in an uttara pada which is iya santa ends in the suffix iyas. Iyas is a suffix which is usually used in comparison. Say shreyas, gariyas and all that is called iyas. So if there is a word ending in iyas. Divachana vibhajyopapade tarav iyasunav iti sutram. So when you are comparing two things, so to say one is greater, that comparative degree is indicated by this es suffix. So if the uttarapada is an es anta, we do not have kap. Bahavaha shreyam saha asya. Shreyas ityasti es pratyantaha. So bahavaha shreyam saha asya ityate bahu shreyas ityasthite kap nabhavati. Shreyan shreyam sau shreyam saha. Evam bahu shreyan bahu shreyam sau bahu shreyam saha. Now, if it is a strilinga, bahvyaha shreyasyaha yasya. Shreyam saha ityatra shreyas iti pullinge asti. Shreyasyaha ityatra shreyasi ityasti. Bahu shreyasi. So, tatrapi kap na bhavati. The nishedha for kap is common. So, what is the form there? Bahvyaha shreyasyaha yasya iti vigrahe. Gostriyoho iti hasvatve prapte. Should actually get hasva by gostriyo rupasarjanasya. Because Shreyasi is a stri pratyanta word, it is an upasarjana. So like we had Bahumalaha, here also it should have been Bahu Shreyasi. Shreyasi should have Hasva by Gostri or Upasarjanasya. Kintu ekam vartikam asti, Iyaso Bahuvrihehe na iti vachyam. So Iyasaha Bahuvrihehe, the Bahuvrihi ending in Iyas will not have Hasva by Gostri or Upasarjanasya. Ataha. Bahvyaha shreyasyaha asya bahushreyasi iti ikarantaha pullingaha. It is a pullinga word ending in ikaranta. It is rare. Mostly in pullinga we have ikaranta pullingas. But there are words ikaranta pullingas like sudhihi. So we have bahushreyasi iti ikaranta pullingaha. There is no hrasva. Hrasva is prevented by the vartika. Iyaso bahuvriher neti vachyam. Bahuvrihehe kim? Atishreyasihi. So this prevention of rasva is only applicable to bahuvrihi. Ataha atishreyasihi. Shreyasim atikrantaha. Iti vigrahe tatpurusha samasaha. Atyadayah kantadyarthe dvitiyaya iti. Tatra tu rasvaha bhavati atishreyasi. Atishreyasihi. Harihi iti vat atishreyasihi. The next sutra. Vandite bhratuhu. Padadvayam bahuvrihau kap na iti anuvrittihi. So bhratrishabdaha. Pujite arthe yaha bhratrishabdaha. Tadantat na kap syat. So there will be no kap on a bahuvrihi ending in the word bhratra. Pujite arthe. When the bhratra, the brother, is being praised or respected. Okay. For example, prashastaha bhrata yasya saha. He whose brother is prashasta, is praised by everybody, or he is, who is very good. Ityarthe, prashasta bhrata, iti samasaha, athava subhrata. Prashasta arthe su iti avyayaha, subhrata. Prashasta bhratru iti samasaha, tatra kap na bhavati, evam subhratru ityatra kap na bhavati. Vandite arthe kap na syat iti uktatva. Now, there is a question, do we need this sutra? There is another sutra in Samasantas, we will see this later. Na pujanat ityasti. So, and on a general, there is a blanket ban on Samasantas, pujanat, when they are in a pujanartha. That is, when it indicates respect or worship towards somebody, praise of somebody, there is no Samasanta. Na pujanat iti nishedhaha, kintu saha nishedhaha, na pujanat iti nishedhastu, bahuvrihau satyakshnohu ityataha prageva. So that nishedha applies only before bahuvrihau satyakshnohu swangat shachu, before 54113. Okay, so here we do not have a nishedha for pujanarthakas. So for bhratrishabda, if it is pujanarthaka, the kap is prevented by vandite bhratuhu. Vandite kim? So, why specify vandite? Murkha bhratrakaha. Murkaha bhrata yasya saha. He whose brother is a fool. So, there is no pujanartha, obviously. Therefore, we do not have the samasanta nishedha. Kim bhavati? Murkaha bhrata yasya saha ityatra. Nadyutashtya ityanena nityam kapu. Nadi rutaha. it's in the sarkaranta bhratreti nityam kap samasanta bhavati murkha bhratrikah nadi tantriyoh swange padadvayam punaha bahuvrihau kap na bhavati nadi tantriyoh. So swange yaha yau nadi tantri shabdau tadantat kap nasyat. So the words nadi and tantri, when they are found at the end of a bahuvrihi, there is no samasanta. That is, there is no kap, as long as they indicate swanga, a part of the body. Okay. So when they indicate that, we do not have kap. So nadi refers to any vein or artery or nerve, or basically any tubular organ is called a nadi. Bahunadihi kayaha. Bahvyaha nadyaha yasmin saha. Iti vigrahe. Bahunadi ityasti. Gostri orupasarjanasya ityanena harasve. Bahunadihi kayaha. Samasantaha nasti. We do not have kap. Bahutantrihi griva. Griva is the neck. Bahvyaha tantriyaha yasmin saha. Bahutantrihi griva. So tantri, again, it can refers to either strands, or it can refers to again arteries or veins, etc. So here it means where there are many blood vessels or something. So bahutantrihi griva. Bahudantrihi dhamani. Dhamani is a large blood vessel, okay, which is made up of many smaller vessels. So it is called bahutantrihi dhamani. So in all these cases, the nadi and the tantri, they refer to swanga, that is a part of the body. Ataha atra kap nishedhaha bhavati. Stri pratyantatva bhavat hraswo na. Nadi ityatra hraswaha krutaha bahu nadihi iti. Tantri ityatra tu nakritam. Tantri iti na bhavati. Kimartham na bhavati. Stri pratyantatva abhavat. So, tantri is not a word which ends in stri pratyaya. Okay? Usually you have words like nadi, gauri, etc. In all those words, the ikara is derived from a stri pratyaya. Okay? But in tantri, it is not derived from a stri pratyaya. Okay? It is an unadi word, so which exists as tantri. Therefore, there is no hraswa. It stays as bahutantri. Prathamaika vachane bahutantrihi iti bhavati. Swange kim. So what is the purpose of specifying swanga? Bahunadi kaha stambhaha. A pillar which has many tubes or many such tubular parts is called bahunadi kaha. Atra kap samasantaha bhavati. Punaha nadhrutashcha. This is a nadi. It has nadi samnya. Therefore there is compulsory kap by nadhrutashcha. Here, since it is referring to a pillar, okay, not a living organism, this is not swanga. Because it is not swanga, we do not have samasanta nishedha. Bahutantri ka veena. So, veena which has many strings. Satrapi tantri shabdasya swanga vachakatvam nasti, ataha samasanta nishedha na bhavati. Nishpravanishcha. So, this is the last sutra in samasantas. Okay, so in the entire samasanta prakarana, this is the last one. Nishpravanihi cha iti paradvayam. Kababhavaha atra nipatyate. He gives a ready-made word as nishpravani without the cup. That is indicating that this will not have cup. Kababhavaha nipatyate. Katham nishpravani shabdasya nishpatihi prapurvat vayatehe lyut. So it is vein tantusantane is the root. It means to weave something. So, prapurvat vayatehe lyut. So, the instrument of weaving is this pravani. Okay. Pravani tantuvaya shalaka. The sticks of the tantuvaya. So, I at least have not seen a tantuvaya. Tantuvaya is a weaving machine. So, I have not seen it. Maybe if you have. But it is made up of sticks or there are, the parts of this through which the cloth comes out. So that is called pravani. The tantuvaya shalaka. Shalaka is a stick. So the sticks of that weaving machine is called pravani. What is nishpravani? Nirgata pravani asya. So that from which the pravani has been released or has gone away is nishpravanihi pataha. Okay, there should be a visarga here. I have missed this. Nishpravanihi pataha. What does it mean? Samaptavanaha navaha ityarthaha. That cloth which has just finished being weaved. Okay, so it has just freshly come out of that weaving machine is called nishpravanihi. Navaha ityarthaha. It is a fresh cloth, freshly woven, freshly spun cloth is called nishpravanihi. So in this word, it is given ready made without the cup. Since it is bahuvrihi, it could have had a cup, it will not have it. Okay. There is a question here. Svanga is only for humans or animals? Is it only for humans or animals? Can it not be a Stambhasya Nadi? We already saw a definition of Svanga in, I think, not in last class, I think before that. Adravam Murtimat Svangam Pranistham Avikaratam. Svanga is defined as Pranistha, that which is found in an animal. Adravam, that which is not fluid, Murtivat, that which has some form, fixed form, Adravam Murtimat Svangam Pranistham Avikaratam, and which is not due to a vikara, like say you have a wound or you have a tumor which is due to a vikara, that is not considered a Svanga. All other parts of an animal, Pranistham is only considered as Svanga. So therefore it is not Svanga. It does not mean just a part. Okay. Sva anga here. It is very specific to organs of animals. So the next sutra. So there we are done with samasantas in bahuvrihi. Bahuvrihau samasantaha adhitaha. Idanim bahuvrihau purvanipataha. Which word should come first in a bahuvrihi? Okay. So in avyayi bhava and tatpurusha, what did we do? How did we decide on purvanipata?
Upasarjana samnya asit sada.
Ha, upasarjana samnya amalikratya. Upasarjanam purvam. Iti kriyata. So, upasarjanam namakim. What is upasarjana? Kim ka samnya? Tasya samnya bhavati upasarjanam iti. Samnya vidhayakam sutram. Anybody remember? Prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam iti upasarjan samya vidhayakam sutram. Samasa vidhayaka shastre yat prathamantam bhavati tena yan nirdishtam tad upasarjana samyam. Udaharanartham avyayam vibhakti samipa samriddhi vriddhi ityadi sutrena avyayam iti prathamantam. Vibhakti samipa ityadi dirgham samasantam tu tritiyantam. Prathamantam yadasti avyayam tena yan nirdishyate yad yad avyayam bhavati tatsarvam upasarjanam. उपसर्जनत्वात् पूर्वं भवति अत एव उपकृष्णः इत्यत्र उप इति अव्ययस्य पूर्वनिपातः कृष्णस्य समीपं कृष्णस् उप इति स्थिते कृष्ण उप उप इत्यस्य पूर्वनिपातः उपसर्जनत्वात् एवं द्वितीया श्रितातीत पतित गतात्यस्त प्राप्ता पन्नैः इति उच्यते सूत्रं तत्र द्वितीया इति प्रथमान्तम् श्रितातीत पतित गतात्यस्त प्राप्ता पन्नैः इति तृतीयान्तम् प्रथमान्तं द्वितीया तेन यन्निर्दिश्यते द्वितीयान्तं तस्य पूर्वनिपातः अतः कृष्णं श्रितः इति वा श्रितः कृष्णम् इति वा समासे श्रित कृष्ण इति स्थिते यद्वितीयान्तं कृष्ण इति तस्य पूर्वनिपातः कृष्णश्रितः इति समासः सो इन् बोत् अव्ययीभाव एण्ड् तत्पुरुष द डिसिशन् आफ् पूर्वपद इस् बेस्ड् आन् उपसर्जनं पूर्वम् सो वि सी द समासविधायक सूत्र दट् विच् इस् इन् प्रथमान्त सो दट् वि पुट् फस्ट् वाट् हेपन्स् इन् बहुव्रीहि बहुव्रीहि विधायकं सूत्रं किम् प्रमुखं सूत्रं सगेदादस् मेन् सूत्र फार् बहुव्रीहि दट् इस् अन् अधिकार समासविधायकं सूत्रं किम् द नेक्स्ट् वन् शेषो बहुव्रीहि इस् जस्ट् अन् अधिकार इट् जस्ट् सेस् द रेस्ट् इस् बहुव्रीहि समासः केन विधीयते अनेकम् अन्यपदार्थे इति सूत्रेण समासः अत्र प्रथमान्तं किम् अनेकम् इति प्रथमान्तम् अनेकं प्रथमान्तं समस्यते सो मेनि दट् इस् मोर् देन् वन् प्रथमान्त विल् कम्बैन् इन् अ बहुव्रीहि समासः which means all the components of the samasa are indicated by this anekam okay, by this prathamanta every component of the bahuvrihi samasa is indicated by this anekam this is prathamanta which means all components of the bahuvrihi samasa if it is two words both of them if it is three all three of them are upasarjanas प्रथमानिर्दिष्टं समास उपसर्जनम् इत्यनेन सर्वेषामपि उपसर्जनसंज्ञा भवति अतः कस्य पूर्वनिपातः इति वक्तुं न शक्यते अतः बहुव्रीहौ विशिष्य नियमाः सन्ति सप्तमी विशेषणे बहुव्रीहौ इति सूत्रं पदद्वयमस्ति उपसर्जनं पूर्वम् इत्यतः पूर्वम् इति अनुवर्तते सप्तम्यन्तं विशेषणं च बहुव्रीहौ पूर्वं प्रयोज्यम् इफ् इट् इस् अ वर्ड् एण्डिङ्ग् इन् सप्तमी or if it is an adjective that will be applied first in a bahuvrihi samasa kanthe kalaha kanthesthaha kalaha yasya saha iti vigrahaha saptam upamana purvapadasya vachyam vachottara padalopaha iti vartikena kanthestha ityastra stha ityasya lopaha kanthe ityatra saptamyah aluk asti so anyway the saptamyanta will come first so we have कण्ठे कालः अत एव ज्ञापकात् व्यधिकरणपदो बहुव्रीहिः इस् आल्सो वन् मोर् थिङ्ग् टु नोट् दिस् सूत्र इट् सेल्फ् ईस् एन् इण्डिकेटर् दट् देर् इस् व्यधिकरण बहुव्रीहि बहुव्रीहि इस् यूजुवलि समानाधिकरण दट् इस् आल् वर्ड्स् आर् इन् द सेम् विभक्ति दिस् इस् प्रथमान्त अनेकं प्रथमान्तं समस्यते so wherever you take se praptaha anandaha yam saha prapta ananda both are prathamantas peetam ambaram yasya saha peetam and ambaram are both prathamantas mostly it is samanadhikarana nameva prathamanta nameva bahuvrihi if that is the case how can panini say saptamyantam purvam bhavati there is no possibility of getting a saptamyanta in a bahuvrihi samasa so how can that be used purva So that itself, that is Panini is saying Saptamyantam Purvam Bhavati, that itself indicates that there is Vyadhikarana Bahuvrihi. Vyadhikarana, that is the two words are not in the same Vibhakti. Okay, so the other Vibhakti usually happens to be Saptami. Udaharanatham Dandaha Panav Yasya Saha, Danda Panihi. Iti Kriyate, Vyadhikarana Bahuvrihi. He who holds a Danda in his hand. सो तत्र कथं समासः इति चेत् अनेकमन्यपदार्थे इत्यनेन न सिद्ध्यति बिकास् इट् सेस् अनेकं प्रथमान्तम् So using this as a jnapaka, saptami visheshane bahuvrihau ityatra paninihi saptami iti vadati. Tenaiva jnayate saptamyantam bhavati bahuvrihi samaseti ateva vyadhikarana samasaha angi kriyate. Okay. So that is an example for saptami. Chitraguho, chitraha gavaha yasya saha. Chitraguho, chitra is multicolored. It is an adjective to go, to the cow. Visheshanatvat, chitra shabdasya purvanipataha, chitraguhu. Atra vartikamasti, sarvanama sankhyayohu upasankhyanam. To this list, saptami will be first, visheshana will be purva. Also, we have to add on sarvanama and sankhya. If there is sarvanama, that will be used first in a bahuvrihi. Sarvashvetaha. Sarve shvetaha yasya saha or yasmin saha. That in which all the components are white. Okay. Here, sir, shveta is a visheshana. Sarva is also a visheshana. Okay. Both of them are adjectives. But sarva is a sarvanama. So, the sarvanama will come first and the form will be sarvashvetaha. Similarly, sankhya. Trayaha shuklaha yasmin saha. That in which three components are white. Tri shuklaha. Three is also an adjective. A number is also an adjective. And shukla is white. That is also an adjective. So among those, the sankhya will be used first. So the form will be tri shuklaha. Sarvanama sankhyayohu upasankhyanam. Mithonayo samase. Sankhya purvam shabda paravipratishedhat. So okay, if we have sarvanama, it will be first. We have sankhya, it will be first. What if we have both? What if we have both sarvanama and sankhya in a samasa? Tada kim bhavati? Dvyanyaha ityasti. Dvau anyau yasya saha. He, there are two others apart from him ityarthe. Dvyanyaha iti prayogaha. Dvi is a sankhya and anya is a sarvanama. So which should come first? Mithaha anayohu samahate. Mithaha means parasparam. So each other, that is sankhya and sarvanama, if they come together in a samasa, sankhya purvam. The sankhya vachaka will be first. Why? Shabda paravipratishedhat. In sutras, we have a rule, vipratishedhe param karyam. The latter rule will be applied first. So here he says, shabda paravipratishedha. Among words, in the vartika, sarvanama sankhya, which comes latter is sankhya. Sankhya is para. Ataha param karyam ityataha, sankhyayaha eva purvanipataha bhavati. So, shabda paravipratishedhat, mithaha anayo samase. When these two combine together in a samasa, sankhya will be the purvapada. Dvyanyaha, dvau anyau yasya saha, dvyanyaha, dvi iti sankhya vachakasya purvapratishedhaha. Khyamyatam purva nipataha. Sankhyayaha alpiyasyaha. Now, what if we have both numbers? So if it is number and sarvanama, we decided it's a number. What if both are numbers? Sankhyayaha alpiyasyaha. So, the smaller number will come first. Dvitraha. Dvauva trayova. Dvitraha. Panchava shadva. Panchashaha. So, everywhere it is the smaller number which will come first. Dvandve api. And this rule even holds in a dvandva samasa. The sankhyayaha alpiyasyaha. Dvadasha. Dvau cha dasha cha. 2 and 10. Okay. So we are combining those two in a dvandva samasa. So there also the smaller number will come first. So it is dvadasha and not dasha dvi. Agrimam vartikamasti va priyasya. The word priya will optionally be purva. Purva. Okay. Guda priyaha priya gudaha. Gudaha priyaha yasya saha. He to whom guda. Guda is jaggery. Jaggery is deer. That is he who likes jaggery very much. So guda priyaha ityapi bhavati. Priya gudaha ityapi bhavati. So both ways. Priya can either be purva or be para. Optional. Gadvadehe parasaptami. So if there is a word gadu, gadu is a, you know, an eruption or something like you have a, what we call a, you know, a thick tumor like we have protuberances. So that is called a gadu. So gadvadehe parasaptami. In that case, saptamyanta will be para instead of purva. So by saptami visheshane bahuvrihau, saptami should have been purva, but it will be para if there is gadu. Gaduhu kanthe yasya saha. He in whose throat there is a gadu, a boil or some eruption. So gaduhu kanthe yasya saha iti samase. Kantha shabdaha param prayojyate anena vartikena gadu kanthaha. Kvachinna. But this rule is not very strict. In some cases, you also have the saptami as the purvapada. Vahe gaduhu. Vahaha namaskandhaha. Vahe namaskandhe gaduhu esya saha. Vahe gaduhu. Tatra saptamyaha aluk api asti, purva nipato api asti. So it's not a very general rule. The gadukantaha itself is an exception. Generally, we find saptami as purva. There are some cases where saptamyanta might be seen later. So the next sutra, those are all vartikas. Agrimam sutra masti nishtha. So this is also a very important rule in Bahuvrihi. Ekapadatmakam sutram. Upasadjanam purvam ityataha purvam iti anuvartate. Saptami visheshane bahuvrihau ityataha bahuvrihau iti. Nishthantam bahuvrihau purvam syat. In a bahuvrihi samasa, nishthanta, a word ending in nishtha. Nishtha is ktaktavatu nishtha. Kta and tavatu are together called nishtha. Yeah, so usually we find kta pratyaya. Praptaha anandaha yamsaha. Pitam kshiram yayasa. Patitaha paranaha yasmatsaha. So everywhere you find that nishtha, the kta pratyayanta. So that will be found previous. Okay? Krita krityaha. There is a typing error. This is not krita, it is krita krityaha. Kritam krityam yenasaha. Kritya is that which has to be done. Kritam, that has been done. So he who has achieved what has to be done is krita krityaha. He who is satisfied with this, what he has done. Kritam krityam yenasaha krita krityaha. Nishthantam, krita iti nishthantam, ataha purvam nipatyate. Jati kala sukhadibhyaha paranishtha vachya. If the other word is jati vachaka, indicates a class, indicates time, or sukha is the word sukha, paranishtha vachya. The nishtha, the taprateyanta will be para. Okay, instead of being purva, it will be para. So this vartika is an exception to the rule nishtha. Saranga jagdhi. Sarangaha jagdhaha yayasa. Jagdhaha is a ktapratyanta. It means bhakshitaha, eaten. She by whom a saranga was eaten. Itarthe saranga jagdhi. Iti samasaha. Jagdha iti nishthantam. Paratra prayujyate. Because saranga is a jati. It is a class of animals. Jativasakam purvapadam. Masa jata. Masaha jataha yasyasa. She, for whom there is a month. That is a month old girl. Kalavachi purvapadam. The masa is purva. It's a kalavachaka. And therefore, the nishtha, that is jata, is coming as uttarapada, instead of being purvapada. Sukha jata. Sukham jatam yasyasa. She who has found sukha, happiness. Arte, sukha shabdaha stityataha, nishthantam paratra prayujyate. So these are exceptions to nishtha. Prayikam cha idam. This rule is not compulsory. Mostly, if it is jativataka, kalavataka or sukha, nishthanta will be found as the uttarapada. But there are some cases. Krita kataha. Kritaha kataha yena saha. So kata is also a jativataka. Pitodakaha. Pitam udakam yayasa. Udaka is also a jativataka. So in such cases, we do find that the nishtha is purvapada. Okay, so in some cases it comes as of Uttarapada, but they are rare. Okay, finding Nishtha as the Uttarapada is very rare. Most of the cases we find the Nishtha, that is Tapratyanta, as the Purvapada in a Bahuvrihi Samasa. Vahitagnyadishu is the last sutra in this pada. Okay, the first two padas of the Dvitiyadhyaya deal completely with samasas. So this is the last sutra of that pada. Va ahitagnyadishu iti padadvayam. Sopasarjanam purvam ityataha purvam iti anuvartate bahuvriha iti nishtha iti cha. So ahitagnyadishu nishtha va purvam. In words like ahitagni, the nishtha is optionally found as purvapada. That is, you have two forms. So it can either be the purvapada or be the uttarapada. Ahitagnihi agnyahitaha. Ahitaha agnayaha yenasaha. He who has established fires. That is, he who performs agnihotra or upasana is called an ahitagni. He who is maintaining his fires. So ahitaha agnayaha yenasaha ityatra ahita iti nishthantam vikalpena purvam prayojyate. Yataha ahitagnihi ityapi rupamasti agnyahitaha ityapi rupamasti. Akriti ganaha ayam. And this ahitagni gana is an akriti gana. That is, all such similar forms where both forms are found. It is nishthanta and both purva nipata and paranipata is found, can be included under this gana, and it will be optional purva nipata for the nishtha. Praharanarthebhyaha pare nishtha saptamyau iti vartikam. So if it is a praharanartha, a word which indicates a weapon, praharanam is a weapon, nishtha saptamyau pare, the nishtha and saptami will be found as the para. Yeah, this is an exception to both saptami visheshane bahuvrihau and nishtha. Asyudyataha. Asihi udyataha yena saha. Asihi is a sword. Udyataha is held up. So he who has held up a sword ityarthe. Udyata is nishtha, but asi is a praharanartha. It indicates a weapon. Therefore, it is used as the uttarapada. Asyudyataha iti samasaha. Udyataha asihi yena saha. Dandapanihi. Dandaha panau yasya saha. So panau is saptami. Okay. So, but danda is a praharanartha. Therefore, praharanarthebhyaha pare nishtha saptamyau. Iti vartikena paranipataha. Nishthayaha nishthantasya tatha saptamyantasya. Kvachinna. So, there are a few exceptions to this. Vivrutasihi. Vivrutaha asihi yenasaha. Vivrutaha is uncovered, unsheathed. So, the sword is generally kept covered in the sheath. So he has taken it out of the sheath, that is ready to fight ityarthe vivrutasihi iti prayogaha. Vivrutaha asihi yena saha. Satra nishthantam purvameva prayuktam drishyate. Vivrutaha asihi ityeva. Okay. So that is an exception to this. So generally the purvanipata is all general rules. So depending on prayoga there can be a few exceptions. So we just take it as a general rule. So we have three or four sutras followed by some vartikas. Okay. So that ends the Bahuvrihi Samasa Prakarana in the Siddhanta Kaumudi. Next is the Dvandva. Okay. So there are four major kinds of samasas. Avyayi Bhavaha, Tatpurushaha, Bahuvrihi, Dvandvaha. So we have finished the first three. The last class of compounds is Dvandva. Dvandva Samasa Vidhayakam. Ekameva sutramasti charthe dvandvaha. This is the only sutra which mandates dvandva samasa. Okay. So charthe dvandvaha iti padadvayam. Anekam anya padarthe ityataha anekam iti anuvartate. Anekam subantam charthe vartamanam va samasyate sadvandvaha. So many, that is more than one subanta existing in the meaning of cha. Okay, what are the meanings of cha? We will see. Va samasyate, they combine optionally. That is a dvandva samasa. So we'll continue with dvandva samasas in the next class. Any questions?